In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We had a real-life project, not an emergency, a project at the parish home recently, and it was that the light bulbs in the upstairs bathroom had burned out. And Stan was kind enough to come over and replace one of them, but then he didn't have the other, and he gave me the other bulb, and I said, well, I'll replace it, it's easy. And it is one of these fixtures. I don't know if they're very common in San Francisco or not, because when I visit your homes, I don't really pay attention to the bathroom fixtures. But it's recessed into the ceiling, and to get it down, you first have to pull it down about 2 or 3 inches, and then there are, for lack of a better word, reverse clamps that you squeeze on both ends until you can finagle it off, and then you unplug it, and then get the whole fixture off, and then you take a screwdriver to open up the fixture to replace the bulbs. And obviously putting it back in place is the reverse process. And as one would imagine, I began it by standing on a chair. That made sense to me. And then I had 1 foot on a chair and 1 foot on the bathtub. And Presbyteria goes, maybe should I come like help you in case you fall? And I got it. And struggled trying to get this fixture reseated and put back in its right place. And of course, in the garage, what do we have? In the garage, we have a ladder. It's an aluminum ladder, and it's quite high, but getting it means you have to pull the car out of the garage, and who wants to do that? So finally I said, you know what, I'm going to pull the car out of the garage and bring the ladder up, which I did, and we were able to finish the project in probably about 45 seconds. I use that as a bit of a metaphor for us to consider our own lives. Because, at least if I think about myself, I think it's true with most humans. We can see our problems very clearly. Sometimes they're easy projects to fix, easy problems to address. Sometimes a little bit more complicated, like old San Francisco ceiling fixtures. But we see them. And we want to fix them. And so what do? We pull out the folding chair, or maybe even a stack of dictionaries, or we stand on the toilet seat or on the bathtub and we're trying to reach that light fixture. And it just doesn't work for us. The shortcuts never work. And in fact, most shortcuts, I was lucky it didn't happen to me, most shortcuts end up with us getting hurt. And I'm glad it didn't fall off the bathtub while I was trying to replace a bathroom fixture. And the shortcuts that we all try in life, well, we know them, and we've heard about them so often from sermons and from self-help books and television. We know all the shortcuts. We can name them by heart, right? We work too much to try to avoid our problems. We eat too much. We drink too much. We watch too much TV. We're on the internet. We can even get obsessed with a hobby. Even a healthy hobby like working out, it can become a distraction for us as we look at our problems and say, gosh, I wish I could do something to change that metaphorical light fixture of mine. And all we have to do is say, you know what, let me take 1 minute to pull the car out of the garage, bring in the big old ladder, climb up there and do it right. And that brings us to this morning's gospel reading. And it's a very rich gospel reading about which so much could be said. But I really want to focus in on this dilemma, if you will, as to why the apostles could not heal this unfortunate, stricken young man. And Jesus looks at him and says, this kind can only be driven out by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. And by that, we don't mean prayer and fasting is like some sort of a magical ingredient that cures everything. But when we pray and fast, we are putting our trust and faith in Jesus Christ. And we would say also by extension, when we pray and fast, we are embracing the life of the church. And so the problems that we have in life, that you and I have in life, they're actually much more important than having a burned out light bulb in the bathroom. And yet we still spend all this time trying everything other than what really works. We keep standing on the metaphorical folding chair. And our problems are real. Our problems are real, we fallen human beings. We are stricken with guilt, sometimes earned, sometimes not. Shame, sometimes earned, most often not earned. We're fearful of taking the next step in our life, fearful of what happens when we die, fearful of lots of things. Sometimes we have scarring from our past, something that happened a year ago, something that happened 50 years ago. We're filled with insecurities. We doubt our self-worth. We have all of these hang-ups, all of these problems. I didn't even bother mentioning just our struggle with sin, which is something that never goes away, this battle that we have. The list could go on and on and on, but you get the idea. And you know, to continue the light metaphor, isn't it something how fixing our problems is like putting in a new light bulb. We see things clearly. And in order to fix those problems, I hope it's not too difficult to connect the dots. In order to fix those problems, we needed to pray and to fast, to embrace Christ, to live the life of the church. Because if we have fear, if we have insecurities, if we have shame, whatever it is, Jesus can and does heal us of these afflictions. And I think this is a great theme for the fourth Sunday of Lent, because this is the Sunday in which we commemorate St. John of the Ladder. Now, his Ladder was a book that he wrote, a 30-chapter book on how to grow as a Christian. He wrote it for monastics, but all of us could benefit from it. It begins with renunciation of the world and ends with love. But St. John of the Ladder, what a great thing for us to think about as we think about the problems that you and I have. Because here is a secret. Actually, it's not much of a secret. I think everybody knows it's true. As we sit here today, every one of us has some sort of pain. Every one of us has some sort of struggle. Sometimes it's an external struggle that was just put upon us that we have to pray about. And all of us need to go and get the ladder and climb on up and change that light fixture. Since we can admit that you and I and every human being in the world has pain and struggles, then why not do something about it? And what better place to do something about our pain and our struggles than here in the church, where Jesus Christ offers salvation, offers healing, offers a new life. What better time to do it than right now in Great Lent, when we are focused on becoming that new person that Jesus wants us to be. So my invitation this morning is that we put away the folding chair and that we get off the bathtub. And each one of us makes a little bit of time to pull that metaphorical car out of the garage and haul that metaphorical ladder up to where it needs to be so we can fix things. To approach our difficulties, to approach our brokenness in a way that will bring results, that will be lasting, that will be satisfying, to embrace the life of the church and to be healed. Now this is true. This sermon was meant to be. This is true. Night before last, I went to turn on one of the hall lights at the parish house, and guess what? Hit that little flash and poof, out it went. But I want to tell you, I have learned my lesson. After liturgy today, before I pull the car in the garage, I'm going to get the ladder. I'm going to carry it upstairs, and I'm going to fix that light fixture the way it should be and do it right the first time without endangering my health, and well-being. When it comes to changing lights, I have learned my lesson. And when it comes to addressing my own problems in my life, my own hang-ups, my own brokenness, I've learned my lesson too. Fixing the brokenness in our lives, it doesn't happen by accident, but it does happen, and we have an assurance that it will. You and I get past our pain, we get past our struggles, we get past our hang-ups, we get past our worries. When we live the life of the church, when we live the life in Christ. Because our Lord is correct. If we want to cure the problems in our lives, then we do so by prayer and fasting.